Giants taking on the red-hot Dodgers, who are looking to make it 7 in a row. Yasiel Puig signing autographs before the game. We'll take it to the bottom of the first. Cody Bellinger at the plate.
Crawford playing behind second base. Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit, right center. Coming around third, Seager. He's going to score. Heading for third is Turner. He'll make it in there. As the throw comes in to Crawford, the cutoff man, it is 1-0 L.A. Here it is. Swing. And a drive down the right field line. On the move to his left is Puig. Into a slide. He's got it. Did he hold on to it? Yes, he did. Larry Vanover kept signaling fair ball and never signaled whether it was out or not. Finally, he angled away. That ball hit the pocket of the glove and then moved right up to the very tip of the glove, the very tip of the webbing. Half of the ball was hanging out. He was in a slide when he caught it and then slid right over into foul ground to the sidewall and bumped into the sidewall. But he held on to that ball. A great play by Yasiel Puig. And Buster Posey is robbed of an extra base hit.
Dodgers brought Bellinger to the major leagues. He's been one of the best players in the league since then. The pitch is grounded, and a diving attempt by Wong. It gets off his glove and rolls into right field. Base hit. Seager comes in to score. 2-0 Dodgers. Bellinger's 2-for-2. He's knocked in both runs. And that's an instance of the infielder in and just not having enough time to react. I think the Giants and Wong himself would probably say he could have knocked the ball down, perhaps, to try to at least get the out. Now that's kind of the calculation you have to make when you bring the infield in still early in the game. You give yourself a worse chance of getting an out, even as maybe you give yourself a better chance of cutting down the run. 2-2. Curve is hit deep to left field. Moving back on it is Taylor. It is gone. He was right on that curveball. There's the first hit and the first run. 2-1 L.A.
0-2 the count to tie block. The possible tying run over third base. Here's the pitch. Curveball. Struck him out swinging. Well, the pickoff, a huge play in the way this inning came down. We go to the last of the fifth. Seager, Turner, Bellinger, big hitters coming up for the Dodgers. L.A. 2, the Giants 1. Buster just started to lengthen his lead to go into a secondary lead. And then Jansen, instead of throwing a pitch, spun around on him. But there was nobody covering at the bag, so Buster just stopped and then went back. But he really wants to get a big lead to see if he can score that tying run on a hit. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. The Dodgers beat the Giants for the second day in a row. Giants waste some excellent pitching from Ty Block and are able to get only three hits for the day. And they strand the possible tying run at second base here in the ninth. Dodgers 2, Giants 1.
2-1 Dodgers is your final score. Rich Hill goes 5 2/3, one run on two hits, and improves to 8-4. Dodgers are riding a 7-game winning streak and are now 38-6 in their last 44 games. Series wraps up on Sunday. Madison Bumgarner will take the hill for the Giants. He'll face the Dodgers' Hyunjin Ryu.